visiting with John Lawler. He is president of the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. They will crown a champion Friday night at Monmouth College. The game features Amboy, a co-op between Amboy, Lamoille, and Ohio High Schools, and Ridgewood, a co-op between Elwood and Cambridge High Schools. Year number five for a state championship in eight-man football in Illinois. Coach John Lawler, tell us, how's the game of eight-man developing and evolving in Illinois?
Well, thanks for having me on, Jim. I think it's coming along just fine, actually. This year's playoffs have gone really well, really smooth, and had some really good games. Had some lopsided games, but I think you see that everywhere. But I think everything's going good, and we got two great teams playing this Friday for the championship.
So let's back up. How did this thing get started, where some schools transition to eight-man football, an association was created, and then a state series followed that?
Yeah, we started putting it all together. Actually, we started playing up in Hebron back in 2016. We started playing, and actually even before that, our JV games, we started playing eight-man in our conference because a lot of us had smaller teams and we couldn't get the young kids playing. So we did a lot of JV games, eight-man, and then eventually four or five of us just started running out of kids for 11-man varsity games. And in 16, we went to a full JV. Well, I shouldn't say JV, but we went to a full eight-man schedule. And we played some Wisconsin schools and three or four other schools up in the NAC conference switched over to eight-man. And then in 2017, we got together with a couple more schools and formed the association, and here we go. Now we've kicked off. We started out, we had what, eight schools playing the first year, and now we're at 28 playing. So,
and it allows basically those really small schools and even small co-ops and tri-ops, even some three schools can combine like Lamoille, Ohio, and Amboy, and still you don't have a lot of enrollment. But it allows you to continue to play this game in a little different format. I mean, that's one of the big things about this.
No, I think it's a huge thing about it. And we've got teams, you know, you brought up Amboy, and they're one of the, I think they are the biggest enrolled team, one of them, Flanagan. Flanagan's got a co-op situation too. But they're still down. When we started out, we had 400 as our enrollment figure because we had a couple co-op teams even back then playing that were over 350 when you considered in the co-op, and they were still struggling. Now, over the years, we've dropped that down a little bit to 325. We're just trying to get closer to that 1A cutoff. And usually the 1A cutoff, as you know, is 300 or lower. So we're trying to morph that direction and get it down there, but we also didn't want to push teams away, you know, at that point. But no, we're trying to get around that mark because I think obviously down the road when the IHSA takes it over, if and when, they will cut it off at that 1A enrollment cutoff, you know. So that's what we're aiming for. But it does. It allows small schools to be able to continue having football and maybe not be forced to go co-op with some other team and lose their own identity. And you can still field your own team and have your own Friday night lights. And you still have your own community involved and your own concessions. And you can just keep it your tradition.
All right. So if you know, more and more people are getting accustomed to eight-man football in the state of Illinois, they're starting to see it. But still, there are those audiences that haven't experienced yet. So the length of the field is the same, 100 yards. There's a little difference with the width of the field, right? Do you want to explain that to our listening audience that may not be familiar with eight-man football yet?
Yeah. Most in the states, like out west, that do it, where they've been doing it for years, you know, in Nebraska, Wyoming, even Iowa, a lot of them, they have an 80-yard long field. When we decided to start this, we kind of took Wisconsin's thing and I said some of these teams maybe someday will want to switch back to 11-man if they build their programs back up. So we don't want to cost the schools a bunch of money. We just decided to stay with the 100 yard field, but then everything else, the field is 40 yards instead of, you know, the average width. It's 40 yards wide. The hash marks are a little tighter, you know, in everything's kind of squeezed in, but it's still the same length because we didn't want people changing goalposts and all that, because if they do decide to go back to 11 man, you know, then they got to change it all around again. We didn't want to do that.
So the normal width of a football field is what?
What is it? 53 yards wide. Yeah. And we're at 40. Yeah. So it's, you really, you know, you do notice that, I guess, if you haven't been to a game, you do notice the narrowness of the field. But then when you put eight kids out there on each side instead of the 11, you really, once the game starts, you really don't notice it. If you're playing, you do, because there's still a little extra space to cover. So that's why if you play eight man on an 11 man wide field, there's a whole lot of space. So it's totally different then.
Yeah. All right. So your state series, 16 teams right now, and a little different from the IHSA, where basically you have four rounds of the playoffs instead of five, and your state championship weekend is this weekend, which is the week of the semifinals for 11-man football, and you play on a Friday night, and you play at Monmouth College, which I think has been a pretty good home for you in the western portion of the state. But the question always is going to beg is, you know, there's always this conversation is, you know, when will maybe eight-man football fall under the auspices of the IHSA? Is that still a conversation point right now?
Well, obviously, yeah. It's always brought up, but I believe that, you know, right now, I think everybody is extremely happy with what we're doing. There might be a school or two out there that, you know, or maybe they're waiting for the IHSA to take it over. I don't know why they would wait if they really need to make the move. I mean, I think our association has proved that we're giving these kids the same experience. Our state championship has gotten bigger every year. Every year we've done it, and Monmouth is a great, great host school to have it at. Last year with West Central and Amboy playing, I mean, we had a great crowd. They're the biggest crowd we've ever had. And I honestly expect that again this week, because the teams are pretty close proximity, and it's not too far for fans to travel, and I expect a great crowd there. And it's a great setting, because if you did it in a huge stadium at U of I or something, it would obviously look like it's empty. Where you get, you know, a couple thousand people at Monmouth College, and the place is rocking. It's great. And it's a great atmosphere. And Friday Night Lights, we've talked about that since day one. Give these schools their own Friday Night Lights back, and that's why we've done it on Friday night. And, you know, that's the atmosphere we're looking for. And I think if you ask any of these kids that have been in this, they would tell the kids or the people on the outside looking in and maybe question what we're doing and why. I think they would tell you they wouldn't know the difference from an IHSA championship to the IAFA championship. They're experiencing the same thing.